This week, we're making an almost full turn of the globe around 700-800 years ago, with porcelain in China, sculpture in Africa, and a throne from the Caribbean. We're also in Spain with a Jewish scientific instrument, but in this program, we're in Scandinavia and Scotland. Valuable objects are always markers of high status, but this week's objects show more than just wealth or power. The people who owned them were also showing off knowledge, taste, and intellect. For over 5,000 years, people have been playing board games. But chess is a relative newcomer. It seems to have been invented in India at some point after the year 500. Over the next couple of hundred years, the game spread through the Middle East and on into Christian Europe. And in every place, the chess pieces were changed to reflect the society that played it. So in India, there are pieces named war elephants, while in the Middle East, Islamic reservations about the human image ensured that all the pieces were virtually abstract. European pieces, by contrast, are often intensely human, and the Lewis chessmen not only appear to show us particular kinds of characters, but strikingly reflect the structures of the great medieval power game as it was fought out